Love can and should be brought everywhere, both to Africa and to your neighborhood down the street. Those were the words spoken by the servant of God, Helenka Agnieszka Kimetz, who was born on February the 9th, 1991, in Krakow, Poland. She was the second daughter of Jan Kimetz and Agnieszka Bejska. Her mother died just a few weeks after she was born, and so her father later remarried. And Helenka was raised in a home full of love, warmth, and above all, deep faith. In Poland, the day of one's first communion, along with the first confession, is celebrated very solemnly, usually with a special meal or dessert. For Helenka, about 30 people were invited for her first confession. On the day of the celebration, there's always a lot of work and commotion. Once, as her mother recounts, they suddenly noticed Helenka was missing. Everyone wondered where she had gone. It turned out that the little 8-year-old Helenka was washing the stairs in the house without being asked. She just started cleaning them just before her reception for her first confession. Talk about humility. Beginning in 1998, she attended primary and secondary schools run by the Association of Catholic Educators in Poland. She then spent 2 years on a scholarship in the United Kingdom. From 2009 to 2014, she studied engineering at the Silesian University of Technology in Gliwice, Poland. Helenka went to Holy Mass almost every day while she was a student, which for her was a very important time of the day. Let's not forget the prayer of the Holy Rosary, which was an important prayer for Helenka. She was very talented, very musically talented. She was a girl who could be envied a lot, but she was so incredibly humble and patient too. She was a young woman looking for such magic in everyday life, and this was something that those around her had noticed. Many loved being in her presence, that it brought happiness to all she came into contact with. When she led songs and prayers, everyone would gather around her and be so deeply drawn in the spirit of praise and worship. She was a truly exceptional person who could inspire others to lead beautiful lives. But she was also a normal contemporary girl, very present and close to people, with her own troubles and anxieties, not some distant saint forever on her knees. At the university, she learned about the Salvatorian's missionary volunteer service of the Congregation of Salvatorian Priests and became one of their missionaries. She was then sent to Hungary in 2012 to teach children at a summer school, and to Zambia a year later to minister to street children and poor families in Lusaka. Also working in 2014 among young people in Timișoara, Romania. In a mission application now preserved, Helenka said she had received God's grace in the form of 5 Ds, Dar, Damo, Dani, Do, Dawania, a gift freely given to give, and believed she had to share it. Before being sent on one of these missions, Helenka wrote,
"I received the grace of God, the gift freely given to give to others, and I have to share this gift. All the skills I have, the abilities I acquire, the talents I develop, are not meant to serve me, but so that I can use them to help others."
Helenka belonged to Poland's Light Life Renewal Movement and did voluntary work with Caritas, also becoming a talented singer and guitarist through classes at Gliwice State Music Academy. The missionary, who also worked briefly as a stewardess with the Hungarian-owned Wizz Air airline, helped organize the 2016 World Youth Day in Krakow and planned to marry and start a family with a boyfriend after returning from Bolivia, where she was destined to be met with martyrdom. No matter where she was in the world, Helenka had always remained as that young woman filled with warmth and kindness. Indeed, wherever she was, there were always other people. She loved spending time with other people. There was a time when she had worn a t-shirt that said, "Free hugs," for her. It wasn't just a t-shirt, but an opportunity to actually hug people. No one ever felt bad around Helenka. On January the 8th, 2017, Helenka began volunteering in Bolivia, where she planned to stay for 6 months, taking care of children from an orphanage. Just days after her arrival, on January the 24th, she was murdered at Edmundo Bojanowski School, which is run by the Congregation of the Servants of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary, in the Pakata neighborhood of Cochabamba. According to reports, 2 criminals entered the school to rob the place and were surprised by the young woman. One of them attacked her with a knife, killing her. Helenka was only 26 years old when she died, on a last volunteer mission. It was a fatal blow and a mission was aborted. But things didn't just end here. After her death, among others, Foundation Helena Kimets was founded. The foundation consists of missionary volunteers who knew Helenka and know the missionary reality. Through Helenka's charisma and character, the foundation's mission is to show others how beautiful you can live and how you can use your talents to do good. They conduct educational projects both in Poland and in four institutions abroad: Tanzania, Bolivia, Mexico, and Zambia. The foundation gives talks on Helenka wherever they can, as their main aim is to keep Helenka's spirit alive and inspire other people with her figure. After her death, her reputation of a holy life and dedication to God and the church spontaneously arose among the faithful. Many people prayed and continue to pray for her intercession.
The greatest gift is that I know God and I can't keep it to myself. I have to spread it. If I can help someone, make them smile, make them happier, teach them something, then I want to do it. Love can and should be brought everywhere, both to Africa and to your neighbor down the street.
Servant of God, Helenka Kimets, pray for us.